instant onion. That's powdered onion. 1 tablespoonful of butter. 1 teaspoon of dill seed. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoonful of soda. 1 unbeaten egg. 2 1/4 to 2 1/2 cups of flour. Soften yeast in the water. Combine in a mixing bowl the cottage cheese, sugar and onion, butter, dill seed, salt and soda. Did I say soda? Yeah, 1/4 teaspoonful of soda.
Yeah, that's right.
Soda. Egg and softened yeast. Add flour to form a stiff dough, beating well after each addition. Let raise until double, 50 or 60 minutes. Stir down the dough and put in a well-greased 8-inch round or 2-quart size casserole. Well, I put a little bit more flour in it and I make out in some little biscuits, little rolls, and let it rise like you would biscuits. I think you like it a little better than you do the loaf. You like the loaf too. Let rise until light. Bake until golden brown. Brush with butter and sprinkle with salt. It makes one round loaf. But you can make put in any kind of a loaf pan. But yeah, if you ever eat, I had some men come in one day when I was baking there, and they said, "What in the world are you cooking?" That was a recipe, a Pillsbury recipe, a bake-off. That lady just made up this recipe.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to do that and get the money?
Yes. I'd liked that in the early days if we'd had that recipe.
Oh yeah, when you had everything going for you, except the powdered onion.
Yeah, powdered onion.
Of course you could make that, I imagine, just dry your onion, chop it fine.
Well, you just put a little onion in it, it'd be just as good, but this, you've seen this instant onion, it's real good. You make dips with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess that's about like onion soup.
Yeah, well, I like it too.
Yeah, I do too. My wife has started putting onion soup in the potato salad.
I must try that.
You try it, it's good.
My mother-in-law used to make buttermilk soup. And that was good.
How's that made?
Well, she just heat the buttermilk and put a little, brown some bacon and crisp it and put in with it and make buttermilk soup.
Huh.
And it was. Is good. Her husband just thought that is the only soup in the world. Buttermilk soup, of course, that is out of freshly churned buttermilk like she made.
Without all this acid they put in, different things to set. Well, what do you call the outside on a piece of bacon?
Rind.
Well, that's
bacon rind.
Uh-huh.
I've seen people give their babies that to chew on in the old days.
I used to like to chew on it, not very much.
No.
I didn't have it as a baby, but as a kid.
In those days, they'd use that salted bacon rind when the kids have a sore throat or something, and I was against that. They'd use that for a poultice.
And it sounds unsanitary, doesn't
it? I think so, too.
Hmm.
All the things that they used to do.
Yeah. Did you ever bake a pie sort of thing, a deep dish of fruit?
Yeah, cobbler.
Uh-huh.
Cobbler, yeah.
What did you put on that?
Oh,
did you have anything to put on the top?
Well, we just put the dough on the top.
Uh-huh. Then when you served it, did you pour anything over it?
Cream when we served it. Cream.
How about rice pudding and things like that?
Yeah, we made rice pudding. We'd take, we put just sort of like a custard, only cut about a cup full of boiled rice in it, and it was good. Sometimes we would save out the egg whites and